Thursday, November 5th, 2020. Our opening call to praise and prayer. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Our morning canticle of joy. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
And come before his presence with a song.
Know this, the Lord himself is God.
And he himself has made us, and we are his.
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
Go into his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and call upon his name.
For the Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his faithfulness endures from age to age.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Psalm 70. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. Let them always say, God is wonderful. Save me, Lord God. Hurry and help. Disappoint and confuse all who want to kill me. Turn away and disgrace all who want to hurt me. Embarrass and shame those who say, we told you so. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. They love your saving power, so let them always say, God is wonderful. I am poor and needy, but you, the Lord God, care about me. You are the one who saves me. Please hurry and help. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let your worshipers celebrate and be glad because of you. So let them always say, God is wonderful.
The word today is from Revelations chapter 8, verses 6 through 9 and 12. When the seven angels who held the seven trumpets got ready to blow them, the first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood appeared, and it was thrown down to the earth. A third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up. All the green grass was burned up. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain burning with fire was thrown down into the sea. A third of the sea became blood. A third of the creatures living in the seas died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star burning like a torch fell from heaven. It fell on a third of the rivers and springs of water. The star's name is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood. And many people died from the water because it became so bitter. And then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them became dark. The day lost a third of its light, and the night lost a third of its light too. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying high overhead. It said in a loud voice, "Horror, horror, oh, the horror of those who live on earth because of the blast of the remaining trumpets that the three angels are about to blow." Then the fifth angel blew his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from heaven to earth, and he was given a key to the shaft of the abyss. And he opened the shaft of the abyss, and smoke rose up from the shaft, like smoke from a huge furnace. The sun and air were darkened by the smoke from the shaft. Then locusts came forth from the smoke and onto the earth. They were given power like the power that scorpions have on the earth. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth or any green plant or any tree. They could only hurt the people who didn't have the seal of God on their foreheads. And the locusts weren't allowed to kill them, but only to make them suffer for 5 months. And the suffering they inflicted is like that of a scorpion when it strikes a person. In those days, people will seek death, but they won't find it. They will want to die, but death will run away from them. The locusts looked like horses ready for battle. On their heads were what seemed to be gold crowns, and their faces were like human faces. Their hair was like woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. In front, they had what seemed to be iron armor upon their chest, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of many chariots and horses racing into battle. They also have tails with stingers, just like scorpions, and in their tail is their power to hurt people for 5 months. Their king is an angel from the abyss, whose Hebrew name is Abaddon, and whose Greek name is Apollyon. The first horror was past. Look, two horrors are still coming after this. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God. Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel. For you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading for meditation and reflection by Abraham Lincoln. I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right, but it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation may be on the Lord's side.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Let us pray for the sick. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servant for whom our prayers are desired. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Comfort them with the sense of your goodness. Preserve them from the temptations of the enemy and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to live the remainder of their lives in your awe and to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray for the unemployed. Heavenly Father, we remember before you those who suffer want and anxiety from lack of work. Guide the people of this land so to use our public and private wealth that all may find suitable and fulfilling employment and receive just payment for their labor through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for families. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who sets the solitary in families, we commend to your continual care the homes in which your people dwell. Put far from them, we ask you, every root of bitterness, the desire of vainglory, and the pride of life. Fill them with faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, and godliness. Knit together in constant affection those who have been made one flesh. Turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents. And so enkindle fervent charity among us all that we may evermore be kindly affectioned to one another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the collect of the week. Almighty and merciful God, it is only by your gift that your faithful people offer you true and laudable service. Grant that we may run without stumbling to obtain your heavenly promises through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Our concluding prayer. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Our blessing from Ephesians 3. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Amen.
Amen. That's it.